There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
The president says the U.S. doesn't have a complete strategy for training Iraqis. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. This is where we plant our flag to start this version of the show. The president, with a, I think, surprising, perhaps, admission, saying that we don't have a strategy to take on ISIS. The reason why is, what he's saying is, they got to train. They got to get into the game. They've got to train. If they're not ready, you know, what is the strategy? The Iraqis aren't ready. To which I say, why did we spend all that money training the Iraqis when they just dump their weapons and run, like in Ramadi, when they're overwhelmed by ISIS? So now the Pentagon supposedly is looking at these plans to come up with more training and assistance for them, right? So, but there has to be, they say there has to be full commitment. Well, how do you get that full commitment? What are they, going to take a pledge? I pledge full commitment until ISIS scares the crap out of me, then I'm running in the opposite direction. I mean, seriously, we have 3,000 Americans in Iraq that are there to help train. But they find themselves with more training possibilities than recruits. So people don't want to do it. Knock, knock, hello. This is a big problem. They don't want to do it. So, yeah, we got people ready to train, but no one to train. And the president said, look, we want to get more Iraqi security forces trained, fresh, well-equipped, focused. That's what we want to do. That's why we don't have a complete strategy. Really? If I'm the president, I'm down their throat. I'm saying to Iraq, we're not staying. We have treasure lost. More importantly, blood, sweat, tears, bodies over this place. This is a different presidency. I'm out of here. We're out of here. We can't do this. No fooling. Do you have anybody that wants to train? We're not going to just stay here forever. We're not anchoring down, but that's what we've done. Of course, anybody has been properly trained that they could perform well. But if they don't, if the morale is low, if they're frightened, if they're seeing what's going on with their family, they see these beheadings and they're seeing things that are happening, then they don't want anything to do with it. That's why Ramadi. So, of course, there's a concern about the forces there. Did anybody think that they were going to be great and they were going to be able to protect what was happening in Iraq? No. How did ISIS wiggle in there in the first place? They knew it. That's terrible that they lost Ramadi. It pretty much shows you what's happening. Billions of dollars. That means you, partner, all of you listening to me, money out of your pocket to help Iraq, and this is what we've got. This war goes all the way back to 2003. So we wrap it up in 2011, but we didn't leave enough people over there originally to make sure it's locked down. So then we, boom, take them out. Iraq is ready. They're going to take control of their own security. Didn't you know this? I know there's tape of me somewhere, and I'm not a genius saying this. You don't have to be a military genius to realize this, saying that, yeah, once we leave, there's big problems anyway. And of course there is. Why? Because it was a religious war to begin with among its own people that's been brewing and has been there for a long time. Shia, Sunni, Kurds, really? Three people at the poker table, at least two of those people would be dead. This is how ISIS has been able to thrive. They found the opening, which led to the airstrikes, which led to a few thousand of our troops back to train and assist them. But how can we, so we're not putting them back into direct combat. What are they doing? What are they doing for that entire time since there's not a lot of people to train? Give me a break. Right at the top, let's go to Tomas in Michigan. Hello, Tomas.
Hey, Kate. How you doing tonight?
Hey. Good. How about you?
You staying dry over there?
Yeah, it's dry now, absolutely, for the last week. But, boy, it was soggy before that. 35 trillion gallons of rain.
Trillion?
Crazy.
Wow.
Yeah, trillion. That's the statistic they're saying, the Weather Service, yeah.
Yeah, I heard Obama Nutty. Speaking about I heard Obama speaking about the strategy with ISIS today, and he said something really interesting. He said, even if ISIS is defeated, the underlying problem of disaffected Sunnis around the world will continue. Now, that's very strange, because Sunnis are the ones that have all the money, you see?
Right.
So,
right.
It doesn't really make sense what he's saying, you know, unless, of course, you know that Saudi Arabia is Sunni, Kuwait is Sunni, they got all the oil, and Sunni or later, you know, Iran is going to stop ISIS. And then they're going to be right next. There's not going to be anything separating the Shiites from the Sunnis. And if Obama is here saying that we have to worry about the disaffected Sunnis, he's actually telling the truth, because the Sunnis are the ones that have the money and the oil. So if they are
right,
not happy,
they have the power. Mm-hmm.
Right. So that's why we have to be worried about the disaffected Sunnis. And I'm surprised, you know, no one has called them on that. Because, you know, the liberal regressives over here are always harping on the rich and how the rich, you know, shouldn't have all the money and all the power, but Sunnis are the ones that have it. But, you know, we're just going to have to see how this plays out. I sent you a little post over there on your Facebook about some guy. He was given 1,000 lashes.
Oh, I saw it, yes. Yeah, right before I got on the air. Yeah. Blogger. Blogger, ridiculous. Outrageous.
Yeah,
this is how these people live.
Right. And see, we cannot have the energy of the world controlled by people who think like this. And their money is going to run out. The Saudis' money is going to run out, because it's just not going to be worth it. We cannot continue to improve the lives of people on earth. And we've got to think of ourselves as, you know, the human race, not Americans and Chinese. And you know, we have to think of us as we're living on one planet, and we cannot act, you know, stupidly, as Obama likes to call the police, with, you know, our oil and our energy. You know, because one of these days, somewhere out there in the universe, somebody's going to come and visit us. And if we don't have it together down here, if we're still a bunch of different little factions, it's going to be bad news. So that's my little alien.
I like that. Sounds like a War of the Worlds kind of thing, Tomas. Thanks for the call. You're right about the Sunnis. He did say that. And I'll tell you, I mentioned the frightening part that, okay, yeah, we don't have a strategy, we're waiting to train them, but we got these 3,000 troops over there, and we can't do anything, we got to change that. How are they changing the attitude? How are they going to recruit them? They're running away. 855-266-5283.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Healthy diet and exercise should be a part of any weight loss effort. A small shipping and handling fee may apply.
Mirror, mirror on the wall. How did I become so fat?
If you are a woman over 40 and you're having trouble losing extra weight, you may be eligible for our risk-free trial of Ambrin Complete by calling 1-800-210-4432. After 40, your body changes, and so should your weight loss strategy. Ambrin Complete is a unique combination of clinically tested formulas specifically for women over 40. Ambrin Complete helps you balance hormones, relieve hot flashes, night sweats, sleeplessness, promote energy levels, and yes, help you lose weight, including that stubborn fat. No crazy diets or exercise routines required. Just take Ambrin Complete for 90 days. It's that easy. So if you're a woman over 40 and you're tired of looking in the mirror and not liking what you see, call the Ambrin hotline today. But wait, call right now and we'll give you a 20-day supply of Ambrin free. Call 1-800-210-4432. That's 1-800-210-4432. Again, 1-800-210-4432.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS, 1-800-425-4610, or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates, 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
I needed someone to hang my head without showing you. You gave me something that I didn't have, but at no use. I was too weak to give in and too strong to lose. My heart is under arrest again, but I break loose.
John, about a couple of things here on America Tonight, including Obama saying, yeah, and this strategy, yeah, we're waiting on the Iraqis. They got to get it together. We got our troops over there. We are ready, willing, and able to train. We're not going to go into combat, but they got to pony up. They got to stand up. They got to be able to do it. And that's what we're looking for. Morale is hitting those troops, and it is crippling. Give me a break. It's crippling to our wallets, our minds, and everything else in between. And they're not. That's not going to happen. We knew this. I mean, come on. We knew this. This blueprint was out there. You just have to be a little smart. You could be, what is it that Bush says? A C student could figure this out. I'm serious. We knew this. Dan in Texas. Dan. Hello. I think he's there. Oh, maybe there he is.
I had to put my headphones down. Give me a couple of seconds here, love. Jimmy Carter gets on his knees and prays every night. Thank you, God, for Barack Obama. Because of him, I'm no longer the rottenest president that ever came in this country.
It's brutal. This whole that. I mean, I don't. Why even say that? Why even go there?
Because,
I don't get it.
Because this guy's just scum. He's just absolute scum. He's an illegal alien from Mombasa, Kenya, and he doesn't give a big rat's, you know what, whether he succeeds in Iraq or any place else. And look at the wonderful debacle that Hillary Clinton pushed him into was that invasion of Libya. Now they got thousands of Libyans fleeing the country because the entire country's in a civil war. You got people shooting everybody. Oh, compliment out to your screener. Wonderful, wonderful dude. And also a compliment out to Tomas. He's smarter than the average bear, and he's right about that. You know, we need more cooperation, less fighting. But to get back to my Obama rant, this guy and Hillary are two peas in a pod. If we elect her, we're going to have the same kind of crap that we got with Obama, and the country's going to go even further down the tubes. We don't need any more of this. It's time to kick the whole damn Democratic bunch out. They're a bunch of socialists, Marxists, communists, and that's the way I feel about it. How about you, Kate?
You crack me up. I don't know about the Marxist socials. I can't throw that label on everyone. You know, I don't like to take the paintbrush and paint it all the way across. But it's ridiculous what's happened here. There's no question about it. The money that we poured into this, the bodies we've thrown against it, it's a waste. It's ridiculous.
Well, look,
it's a waste of time.
Gaddafi wasn't doing anything. He just minded his own business. He gave up his nuclear weapons.
Yeah, absolutely.
He had the country under control. I mean, you know, he was just, you know, he loved singers over there to perform for him and you know, pass out his money from the oil, and his people were doing pretty doggone good. And now everybody and his brother is trying to get to the ports to where they can get out of the country because there's fighting going on. There's no food.
Yep.
There's no jobs. There's no security of any kind. And I saw tonight on the news how they had hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of them crammed into little tiny cells.
Yeah,
and
it's awful.
Those are the ones that they captured. And then we've got the others that's dying out there in the ocean.
I know.
I mean, this is horrible.
I know, it's awful.
And Obama, what'd he do? I think we should do something to help the Sunnis prosper after this is all over when we get rid of ISIS. In my dreams.
Yes, dreams. That's a perfect thing to end this on. You're right.
Wait, I got a joke for you before you kick me off.
Oh, good,
the air.
Good. Let's hear it.
Okay.
Let's hear it.
There was this really pretty journalist that went to this Texas town because she wanted to do a story on the Old West. And so she was in this real quaint little saloon with the swinging doors and the piano player and the bar. And before she could even order a drink, this guy rushed in there and he had this big Adam's apple sticking out, and he says, "Quick, everybody, run for your lives. Big Joe's coming to town." And everybody just, we're gone. And there she was all alone. All of a sudden, this 350-pound, 6'8" dude walked up to the doors, ripped the doors off, walked in, kicked the table clear across the room next to the piano, grabbed a couple of jugs of whiskey, broke the top off of one, turned it upside down, drank it all down, and he started marching out the door. Well, it used to be a door. And she says, "Wait, I want the interview." And he says, "I'm sorry, Kate Delaney. I got to get out of here. Big Joe's coming to town."
You are hilarious, Dan, in Texas. I have a good story, by the way, that I'll tell on the air about arriving in Texas. It wasn't quite the way Dan said it, but I do have a funny story. All right, let's go to Grim. Hey, Grim.
I just love Dan. He's great.
He is funny. He's got good. He actually has good joke. Good jokes. He does. He has really funny jokes.
Oh yeah. Well, one thing about Obama is you know, he's on a jet plane going to Hawaii to play golf. You know, I mean that's just it. He's not really doing much of anything. But when it comes to these gun trades, you know. A little common sense, you know. If a dog bites you once, shame on the dog.
Yeah.
But if the same dog bites you twice, shame on you. Now we're going to have this
right.
Dog. Yeah. You're just an idiot.
Again. I know. It's crazy.
You know, we're not idiots out here. You know,
We're not, but we're being represented by idiots that just, you know, at some point you have to draw a line in the sand.
We're being treated like we are. I'm sorry, but, you know.
You're right.
and that's why I do thoroughly have to thank you to let me and Dan and people like us voice our opinion because, hey, we're not sheep. You know, I'm not hollering at you. I'm hollering at Obama and the rest of them up there.
Right, right.
I mean, the whole reason they're doing this is because there's no incentive to fix it because there's no money in it.
Right. There is no money in it. You're right. There is no money in it.
Keep the manufacturing. Yeah, manufacturing and sending their donations and contributions to their candidacy. You know, as long as we keep manufacturing weapons, we'll send you, you know, instead of fixing the problem. It's the power.
Brutal.
It really is. It's the power.
Yeah.
And I bet you 10 bitcoins you still ain't seen that movie, Warlord.
Boys from Company C?
No, not that
Warlord.
One.
No.
Warlord.
The one with Nicolas
yeah.
Cage movie? I have seen it. I love that movie. I've seen it like twice.
Like I said, just look at Nicolas and substitute Bill Clinton. you see where I'm coming from? And in his silk.
Yes, and in that movie, you know, in that movie, it's just like, until the end, there's no conscience there. And then realizing, oh, I guess this is what I've done. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And I swear, I can't do it. Now, this is conspiracy theory, but I swear Benghazi, because if you go back and look at the news reports, Clinton was actually in Tunisia, and we were about to pass laws to give the Brotherhood arms. And I bet you his global initiative was, you know, just like in the movie, the care jets that ship rice were actually shipping arms. Because just like the movie said, there's more money in arms than there is drugs.
Yeah.
And that's a fact.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a fact. You're right. You're right. And that's what, you know, it goes back to that old adage of just follow the money.
Yeah. I bet you find out. I'll tell you one thing. Hillary, she doesn't have the first email from Libya, the U.S. embassy there, then she's guilty right there. Because she's got to at least have a couple of emails, you know, hey, they're attacking us or something.
Yeah, you would think, how could she not have that, yeah.
Because
you think that's one of the first things.
Yeah, if she deleted that, then she's guilty. Because what else did she delete? I mean, she got rid of everything that had to do with the embassy that was sent to her. But it can be
refound. Yeah, it's crazy.
It can be refound. Believe me, they're still somewhere out there on some server.
That has the emails, yeah, the key pertinent emails, yeah.
You know, just because she got her server cleaned up, there's still servers that had address boxes saving the information being sent to her.
Yeah, I agree with you. If there's a will, there's a way, and that's the problem. Is there a will to really do that, Grim? You know? Hey, we're up against it. Thanks for the call, buddy. Coming up next, something completely different. It's Your Business. Talking to a great guy about first-time home buying, and what's it like for millennials? Where are they getting the money to put down that down payment? Stay with us.
Healthy elimination is essential to high energy, a cheerful mood, and prevention of disease. Some of the founders of our modern holistic health thinking state that disease begins in a toxic colon. A toxic intestinal tract is the foundation for virtually all degenerative disease, and a clean and well-moving intestinal tract is the foundation of health.
I just want to say that you folks have an amazing product. I've taken whey protein products for years, and I've never noticed the results I have with your product. I've suffered with bouts of constipation most of my life. Within a few days of taking One World Whey, I noticed a dramatic change. Also, in the past 2 years, I've experienced symptoms associated with diabetes. I feel horrible when I've had too much sugar, and I've been getting the foot pain as well. But I've noticed in the past week or so, I'm not feeling bad anymore, and the foot pain is gone. I'm just finishing up the 5-pound tub I ordered and just got off the phone ordering more. I love your product. Thank you.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
We are the premier independent talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
The human body is extraordinary, despite all the stress we inflict upon it. Thousands of people across the country use an extremely effective product to help their body stay balanced. It's Heart and Body Extract, an all-natural herbal formula designed to help maintain healthy blood pressure, clean arteries, promote good circulation, and balance cholesterol. Heart and Body Extract, along with good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free from pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of Heart and Body Extract. Learn more and read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers at heartandbody.com. Heart and Body Extracts offers a lifetime guarantee with no price increase in over 14 years. For free info, call 866-295-5305 now. That's 866-295-5305 or heartandbody.com. Distributor inquiries welcome. 866-295-5305.
Her hands are never cold. She's got better days aside. She'll turn the music on you. You won't have to think twice. She's pure as New York snow. She got better days aside. And she'll tease you. She'll unease you. Of the better just to please you. She's kosher.
Once again, it's time for It's Your Business. I'm so excited to introduce you to our next guest. Such an interesting guy. He's actually a best-selling author, a national speaker. You know, we talk about that. And he's been tagged as America's premier mortgage expert. That's a good thing to be tagged with. Win a bunch of awards, speak a lot, people get to know you. And this is our guest. His name is Shashank Shekhar, and he, again, is somebody who's going to jump in and tell us a lot of the questions that, we've had about mortgages, especially when it comes to millennials, because I know I got a lot of millennials. I have listeners across the board, but I know I've had have a lot of millennial listeners, judging by the emails and talking about, you know, that they've put off buying a house and they're either living with their parents or living with a bunch of people and just saving on the whole rent situation. Hey, thanks so much for joining us. Appreciate it, because I hear you're in sunny California. Am I right?
I am.
And are you, so in California, did you bring some water from Texas with you by chance? Because they need it, you know that, right?
I wish. Yeah, I would rather have a little less of sun and more of rain here if I could.
Yeah, it's crazy. I mean, it is. It's crazy. We talk about it all the time. People from California call us. That's why I made that comment. It's interesting, too, because Shawshank, when, you know, one of the things you hear about when you're selling a house, just kind of as an offshoot to this, is that whole curb appeal thing. And I heard people in California, a lot of them are doing that thing where you paint the lawn green because it doesn't look good when you have just cracked, you know, dusty dirt instead of the luscious lawn that a lot of people want. Do you think there's anything wrong with painting it green? Would you advise someone to do that if you had to?
Oh, there's a new, that's a new trend here, as there are professional companies who paint it as if it was a green lawn. It looks very real if you will see it. So I haven't gotten done to my house, but what I've seen on videos and TV, it's very surprising, but it looks very, very real.
Yeah, I think it looks really real, too, and there's just people wanting to see green. I mean, I grew up in an area where we got rain, and we saw green. You know, it wasn't that you never had a lawn that was had a little bit of dirt spots on it, but you, for the most part, had green. You were trying to keep up with mowing the lawn, but it's a different world now with drought problems in different areas. So besides the whole curb appeal thing, I mentioned this at the top, millennials and buying homes. Some of them are deciding not to buy, and then others are buying homes with the help of their parents. What are you seeing more of? Are parents trying to help their kids so that they can have their empty nest and get the kids on the way if they have the financial means to do it? Are you seeing some of that?
Yes, and you're right. As a millennial, you started the topic by saying that most of them are not buying or preferring to rent, and that's true. Even the data suggests that in 2014, home ownership for millennials declined to the lowest level since they started tracking it, and that was way back in 1980. So in the last about 30, 35 years, that age group hasn't owned the home for as little percentage as they do now, which is just over 36%. So that indeed is an alarming trend for anyone looking into real estate recovery in the future, because they are expected to be the future home buyers and keep the real estate recovery going. And to help with that, you're right, some of the parents are coming up and helping their kids. Some of them are doing it by paying towards down payment. Some of them are asking them or allowing them to just stay with them and help save on rent money so that in 2, 3, 4 years, they will have the money for the down payment and that they can go and buy themselves. In fact, a recent survey says that about 17% of the parents of millennial children are expecting to help their children buy a home within the next 5 years.
Wow. So that's great. So a little help from the parents, and then you can get in there. I should say you're the CEO of Arcus Lending, which, you know, you're a mortgage-based lender in San Jose, California, but you also can do loans in California, Washington, and Oregon. As someone who's not in the business and people listening, how do you do that? So do you have to get licensed in all those states?
Yes, I have to, and I'm also licensed in New Jersey and Texas, and we are in the process of getting licensed in more states as of now. But yes, you need to have a license for every single state you want to do business in. Unlike banks or bank loan officer, they can just they don't even need to get licensed. In fact, they don't even need to take a test and clear a test. They just, by the fact that you're licensed by a bank and you're an employee, you can just originate loans in all 50 states. But we as mortgage brokers do have to get licensed in every single state we want to do business in.
Wow. So I would imagine then certainly mortgages, there's probably a little nuances in all the different states you mentioned, because that's varied. You've got Texas and New Jersey, couldn't be more different, California and Oregon and Washington, et cetera. So are there little nuances in doing mortgages in all those places?
Yeah, a lot of. In fact, when I opened an office in Dallas last year, just a small example here. Our property tax rate in California is about 1.2% of the sales price, And we were doing probably our first loan in that area, and somebody told us that the property tax rate in the Dallas metro area is anything between 2.2 to 2.8%. And I was like, wow, that's huge. And so is homeowners insurance. So on one side, you see that the home prices in California are, of course, much higher. But on the other side, the property tax and home insurance is not that expensive compared to, say Texas. So you look at two different states, and if you just looked at real estate prices, you would not be able to calculate the real cost of buying a home, which is all these other expenses that you have to pay. So as you go into new estates, you do have to learn these small little nuances of how the title works and how property taxes work and how the closing works, and everything is a kind of a learning curve when you get into a new state.
Yeah, I imagine it's very interesting. Now, you read a book called First Time Home Buying 101, A Complete Step-by-Step Guide to Home Buying Process, to the Home Buying Process. So if somebody's a first-timer and they're listening to us, what kind of quick advice would you give them? What would you say are the first couple of things they need to think about?
So, Katie, that's where our specialty is, and personally, that's the kind of profile that I like to work with best, because I think more than anyone else, first-time home buyers need to get the education and understanding of the process more than anybody else. And one of the things that I tell first-time home buyers, and a lot of them are, by the way, millennials, is that get pre-approved first, because a lot of us want to look at home first, because that's the shiny, more glamorous part of buying a home, right? Because you want to look at all the nice homes and all the nice appliances and all that stuff. But I tell them that, look, first get your finances in order. Make sure you qualify. Make sure if there are red flags, you fix it. There are down payment issues, then we will help you with that, because there are loan programs now for as little as 3% down payments. You can buy homes in most areas in the U.S. And a lot of first-time home buyers do not know that. They think they have to save like 15-20%, and then only they can buy a home. So we guide them with all that. But really, if you are thinking of buying your first home and you're listening to the show, I think the first thing you should be looking at is reach out to a loan consultant that you trust and have faith in, and make sure that you get yourself pre-approved. Make sure you qualify for the loan, and make sure you understand all the loan options that are available for you.
Yeah, that's great. That's great advice, because I did it both ways. The first time when I was looking, I didn't do it, and it was a real hassle. And then I realized somebody gave me that tip. Why are you not proving? You should be fine. And doing that, it was smooth sailing. Absolutely. And nobody had told me that, and finally we figured that out. So I agree with you 100%. And do you find that sometimes when you're a first-timer, I think that people, like you say, there's so much they don't know about it. They're a little bit intimidated. And they also don't realize that at the closing, sometimes they're not really reading the paperwork. It's good to read the fine print, isn't it?
Absolutely. In fact, I would say that one of the biggest reasons for the 2007-2008 mortgage real estate crisis that we saw was because a lot of these homeowners did not quite understand what they were signing into. So they thought that the 1% teaser rate that they were getting was actually the interest rate in the loan. And so it's very, very important, not just for the potential homeowners, but the loan officers in the business to educate them. And I founded Arcus Lending in 2008 when everything was crashing down on the sole principle that we will educate clients more than anybody else in the industry. And you're right. And one of the things that we tell them is that, look, read everything that you need to, and if you don't understand it, ask questions. Don't just sign stuff because it was given to you. So you're right. You're totally right that sometimes there are things in fine print which is more important. In fact, a news item came out just yesterday that one of the government regulatory bodies, they are now talking about reverse mortgage advertising, where there are lots of things that the potential homeowners who want to get into reverse mortgages, these are retired old homeowners, and they are not being informed of a lot of disadvantages or the problems that reverse mortgages can have. And even if they are, these are put in the fine print. So you're right. If you're buying something which is going to be this expensive, make sure you are reading those fine print.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, Shashay, thanks so much for joining us on America Tonight. You can pick up, you have a couple of different books. You can go to Amazon.com and you'll be able to see those and pick them up. And as we were talking about, if you're a first timer, there's no doubt you should be armed with as much information as possible. You were terrific. Come back on again. Thanks.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z, 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.
Show I say this, but you continue to amaze me and wow me with the commitment you have to paying attention. Knock, knock, who's there? Everybody listening to America Tonight, I'm telling you, smart crew. Don't always agree with everything everyone says, but I love it. Hot opinions, and a lot of them through the miracle of Al Gore's internet. So on that note, let's head to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
This one from Mark. Kate, I know you like sports. You have to be digging what's happening on the ice. How about them Bolts? Can you believe they beat the Blackhawks in Chicago? Yeah, I can believe they beat them in Chicago. But the series has been a great series. I hope other people aren't saying, why is she talking about hockey? The Lightning are up 2-1 now because of that win, and their goaltender was back in the nets, Ben Bishop. It was weird. He disappeared the last time. He was in and out. They had the 20-year-old Russian, but anyway, the two goals in Game 3 were huge. Cedric Paquette's winner was big, and I watched the tail end of that game before we came on the air here. I saw the whole third period, and it's a huge run. Great for them. Awesome. All right, we switch gears. We go to this one from Wilson, who says, Kate, I'm so sick of all the nonsense coming out of Washington. I love your show because you do say that you want to look at this from all sides. So if people don't pick up the phone from other sides and it seems as though it swings in one direction, shame on them, because you certainly invite them in and you definitely have guests from all angles. The thing that's so crazy about what Obama said, why are we even wasting any money training? Because we know that this is not a scenario that's going to happen with Iraq. How many times have you been on the air where you've said they put the weapons down and they walked away? Well, at least five that I can remember. And there may be more, but the one at Ramadi was big. I mean, it's not like we're watching Game of Thrones and the queen with the dragon flew in and they're breathing fire. So they don't want to fight them. They don't want to fight. I mean, war is hell, right? So you got to stand your ground. You got to be able to fire back. They're afraid of what's happening with ISIS. They see the beheadings and the things setting people on fire and throwing people off of buildings. They see what they're doing and they're running away. They're obviously dropping their weapons or just running or switching over or whatever they're doing. So, yeah. And we have pumped billions. Well, you already know that. I mean, I don't even know the exact number because we don't know the exact number. Not really. There's got to be someone in the Pentagon that's got a calculator back in the old days where they could add it all up. But we know it's outrageous, the amount. Just alone on the coalition bombing. But now we have 3,000 over there just trying. Brutal. Brutal. All right, this one is from Jake, who says, hi, Kate. I actually have not sent you an email in a couple days. Can you believe it? I've been busy. I've been busy helping some friends who had some flood damage thanks to the overflow in a place called Wimberley. I know you saw people were killed there. It was awful. So anyway, I've been busy doing that. And I got to tell you, when you say that number, 35 trillion, I think people around the country are incredulous about it, think that you're exaggerating it. You are not exaggerating it. That is exactly how much water supposedly fell on the state of Texas. And that emphasizes just how bad it was. And thank goodness now we're finally drying out and some of these rivers are starting to recede a little bit, or some of the water in some other areas, but it's certainly not all gone. Yeah, you know how you can tell? Because I think for the past 3 years, we've been in a drought where I live, and it used to be you could only water your lawn twice a month. That's what they would say, twice a month. Because of the restrictions now, it's like twice a week. Up. You know, the restrictions are lifted, and they'd go to city council meetings and talk about just how awful it was, and that, you know, they have problems with they had problems because of the drought. Now that's a thing in the past because of the amount of water that dropped, crazy amount of water. All right, this one from Thurman, listening to us in Florida. Kate, I have to tell you, I love when you guys say that. It's like the third person that said that. I have to tell you, when I wake up in the middle of the night, because I have weird hours, if I'm not straight up, I go right to your show so I can hear what you're talking about. I love the fact that if something breaks, you have it, because it seems like a lot of things are breaking at very odd times. I bet that officer who drew his gun on the black teenagers is really regretting that, and there's all kinds of tension from what I understand. You have a front row seat. What's happening there? Yeah, I don't know what nationally with their show. Actually, I did see something nationally. It's crazy what happened because, I mean, I'll explain it again. There was this, it's called Craig's Ranch, and they, you know how you have pools and they have an HOA. So one of the people in the HOA had a party and invited people from the school, which was fine. And they could use the pool, meaning the kid could use the pool from the family. But all these other kids were trying to jump into the pool, and that's what I guess started the commotion. And people at the pool were arguing they shouldn't be there because they had a whole bunch of teenagers all of a sudden that were showing up and were at this party. And it started into a war of words, and then it was just escalating, right? So the fact that you had this cop, though, you can clearly see in the video where she's saying, you know, call my mother. There's a white police officer pinning her down to the ground just moments after drawing his handgun out of, you know, just drew his handgun out, and then that happens. Not good news. So I don't think it's another Baltimore or Ferguson. Anyone who's throwing it to that category doesn't know what happened there. But the officer, I think, you know, it rolled up on the scene, and you know how that is. So he rolled up on the scene and then started to yell at the girl, and one thing led to another, and so he suspended. And there are calls for him to be gone. There are definitely, I mean, there were people with signs that said, and they were marching, that said Black Lives Matter, that we've seen that before. And this all, again, really stems to the situation with the officer, Casebolt, his name is, Eric Casebolt, who's been with the police force in this community outside of Dallas since 2005 and was a decorated cop. So, you know, kids were jumping over the fence, trying to get in the pool. They were causing a disturbance. Some fights broke out. There was, you know, people were yelling things. Phone calls were made to the police. They rolled up, and then that's what happened. Very, very unfortunate that he twisted the girl's arm behind her back and shoved her into the grass. And, you know, she was saying, I was telling him to get off my back because it was hurting. So he rolled up on the situation, and that's what happened. And, of course, all the kids were recording videos. All of them were doing it. And so now here we go again. How about this one? From Cornell, New York seems to be ground zero for nuts. Now we have this prison escape. Do you think they're still in New York, Kate? Do you think they went across the border or they're someplace else? Well, I wish I had my police detective crystal ball, but they were pretty close to the border. Could you jump over to Canada, escape, and get lost? Yeah. They had to have a plan. I think they had a plan. Maybe not. Maybe they just jumped out and started running, but that would seem odd because they planned everything else. Like, was there a car waiting for them somewhere? I'll say this. They better be far, far away because lots of people are looking for them. That's for sure. Very Shawshank Redemption-like. Absolutely. What's shaking in your neighborhood? Send me your thoughts, americatonight.net.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.